Strange Adventure.
Lee Jordan, the reporter, was rather vigorous in his denial that ghosts really existed. The local denizens of the Hope Haven General Store argued with the budding journalists that phantoms not only existed, but that one of them was living now in a certain room at the Cliffstone Inn. Old Eli Jenkins, who owned the ancient empty hotel, spoke.
Yep. I've been living with the ghost of Captain Parker for several years now, ever since the old sea dog died. He had a sea chest in his room, which he kept locked all the time. And they always talked about having it full of treasure. And just before he died, the chest disappeared. Of course, we all believed he'd buried it somewhere. Then the captain took sick and died. But his spirit still comes back to that same room. Now nobody will stay in it.
Lee smiled at the hotel keeper with inward amusement.
Listen, I'll sleep in the same bed with this ghost if he doesn't snore too loud.
Jenkins shook his head sadly.
Well, I hope nothing happens to you, son. You can do me a favor if you will. Write a story of your visit to the hotel. If nothing happens to you, maybe I can get some tenants.
Oh, that's agreed. Ought to make an interesting story. If anything happens to disturb my slumbers.
That night, Lee Jordan drove to the ramshackle hotel that had once been the pride of Hope Haven. Jenkins met him at the door and showed him to his room. That is, the room he was to share with the phantom of Captain Parker. He was almost asleep when he heard a slight noise and turned toward the door. A white-clad figure seemed to glide silently to the side of his bed, and a ghostly hand beckoned to him. Then, the wraith-like figure turned and moved toward the door. Jordan followed. A couple of minutes later, Lee was standing in the garden back of the house. In the faint light of the moon, he saw his companion point to a spade that leaned against the house, and then at a spot near his feet. In a sepulchral voice, the stranger spoke.
Dig. Here is buried a great treasure.
The reporter dug, and then a sudden idea came to him. A spadeful of dirt poised for a second, then flew straight into the face of the ghost. The figure staggered back, then turned and ran toward the house. Lee took off in swift pursuit. A second later, Lee had tackled his ghost. Jordan ripped the cheap white mask from the face of his prisoner, the owner of the hotel, Mr. Jenkins. The old man sank into a chair.
Well, son, it ain't so silly. You see, years ago, my hotel was on the main road twixt Los Angeles and Frisco. But when they moved the highway, well, I lost most all my business. So I started up this here ghost yarn. And you'll be surprised how many folks will come here just to say they spent the night in a haunted hotel. Say you won't give me away, will you, son?
No, Mr. Jenkins, on the contrary. I'll write a ghost story that'll frighten people into staying here for months to come.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.